Welcome to Cafe. I was going to say Cafe Beba. Welcome to the Barn Gastro Pub or mini restaurant or cafe, whatever you'd like to call it, in Cork, Ireland, no more than about 400 meters from my home. I come here maybe 2 days a week, and this morning I had scrambled eggs on sourdough, 3 roast tomatoes, or tomatoes if you're in the United States, plus a portion of chips and what do they call French fries in the United States. I'm really coming on here to say how shocked and how sad I am that the Prime Minister of New Zealand has announced that she's going to resign no later than the 7th of February. Like everybody, I have to say, I was taken aback. And the reason I care about this is not that I have any knowledge, really, of internal New Zealand politics and what her poll ratings are and why they are the level they are, why her party has declining public support. I don't know why. And I don't know anything about the opposition. I do know maybe 4 to 6 people living in New Zealand. 2 of them are in Toastmasters, 3 of them in Toastmasters, and another 2 are relatives, sort of second cousins of mine. But it's Elizabeth Arden's, I think that's her name, I hope I don't get it wrong, contribution on the world stage. It's the way she's has behaved as a strong, I don't really want to call her young. In comparison with other prime ministers, she is young, but I don't see why a 30-something-year-old woman can't be regarded as sufficiently mature to lead a country and to lead a cabinet. I've admired her an awful lot. In fact, if I was asked a question, look, which leaders in the world have most impressed you with how they've dealt with huge crises, I would say she is right up there. In fact, I can't think of anybody who's impressed me more. Obviously, I'm talking about the pandemic, but I'm talking about generally coming across as a humane leader. Now, nothing becomes her. I think it was Shakespeare said something like this. Nothing becomes her as well as her method of leaving office. It's not the fact that she is resigning her position. Many prime ministers have done that. But for her to say that she's run out of steam, that she no longer has it within herself to keep going, and that she's going to hand over for that reason, that's an unusual admission by a politician. I mean, they usually say things like, oh, I'm retiring in order to spend more time with my family, or they usually retire when their position in their party no longer becomes sustainable. I don't think either of those things apply. She has never struck me as anything other than a person who acts with integrity and respect for other people. Now, of course, if there are skeletons in the cupboard in New Zealand which are just about to break in the national papers and she's decided to resign in advance, that's a totally different thing. Political leaders in the world who stand out as having given me the impression of excellent leadership over the last 2 to 3 years are just gold dust. For that reason, I'm sitting here in the barn thinking, well, I'll miss her.